And welcome to the Law Matters program for another fortnight. Good to have your company here. Thank you for tuning in to this program each fortnight since 2010. I don't know where those years have gone. But look, a big shout out to our listeners around the country listening in through the National Indigenous Radio Service. This program is broadcast out of the studios of 100.9 FM in Noongar Radio Country in Boorloo. And also jumping on board to share our program is the mob at 6DBY in Derby in Western Australia, and of course Wurundjeri Media in Kununurra in the far north of this state. So welcome to you all. Coming up on the program this week, we're going to talk about Law Week. Now, this is an annual event, and it's organised through the Law Society of Western Australia. Law Week runs from the 9th and the 19th until the 23rd of May. And we're going to be having a chat with CEO of the Law Society here in this state, Kate Wellington. So looking forward to that. In the second half of the program, Peter Collins joins us. Peter is the Director of Legal Services at the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. If you haven't already heard, the head office of the ALS at 7 Aberdeen Street, Perth, suffered a devastating fire on the 25th of March. And as a result, over 120 staff members are without an office. The building can't be entered for some time to see how much damage there really is. So Peter's going to give us an update on where things are at with the aftermath of that fire. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, so I guess that's the most important thing. But we'll find out where things are at, and most importantly, that if you do have court appearances, you are still turning up to court. So do stay with us for that. But let's kick off the show today with this one from Troy Cassadaly. It's not Troy, it's in fact Alashe. Like a fall leaf clover. And I heard you like my style, and I like yours, so let's get together, baby. Baby, I feel like I'm calling. Circles, not knowing what to do. Yeah, she's got a great sound, hasn't she? That is Alashe, and you caught my eye. Here on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM, this is the Law Matters program, proudly brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia each fortnight. My first guest on the program this week is Kate Wellington, who is the CEO of the Law Society of Western Australia. Kate, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks, Jodie. Yeah, really well. How are you?
I'm good. Look, we're building up to Law Week, which happens every year. Before we talk about that, just want to talk about how your role as the CEO has been going on. You commenced in the role on the 20th of January, Kate. How are you enjoying it?
It's all very good fun. I think what has impressed me most about the Law Society is just how much gets done between these four walls with a small team, which is something that all of our community legal centres and pro bono lawyers know all about. Mm. We've got really passionate people doing really good work. So I've been very fortunate to inherit a great team and lots of impact for the community from the Law Society.
So for people who aren't aware of the role of the Law Society, what does it actually do?
So at its heart, we are the representative of the legal profession in Western Australia, which includes all lawyers, those who work for legal aid, those who work pro bono, those who work in community legal centres, and those who work in big firms or in sole practices, and all over the state as well. So we've got lots of members who work in our regions and rural communities. But more broadly than that, we also have a role to play in advocating for change on issues that are important to the community and society, as well as to the legal profession. So we do a lot of work in the access to justice space and lobbying for law reform in areas that affect vulnerable members of our society, such as victims of crime, family and domestic violence, and those sorts of things.
Yeah, well, I noticed that when you took on the role that you said that you would continue the Law Society's strong advocacy on matters important to its members and the community, ensuring that our voice is heard loudly on issues of social justice and the administration of fair justice for all, which is really, bottom line, what it's all about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And we were really successful, I think, in this year's state election campaign, even though I think most of us saw the writing on the wall for what was coming in terms of the result. All of the major parties engaged with us really seriously on the issues that we raised with them before the election, and we're continuing in discussions with both the government and those in opposition now about those really important issues. And they range from things such as the state of our courts, the infrastructure in the buildings, as well as the time that it's taking to get to trial in some matters, particularly criminal cases and sex offences. And things like, as I say, the treatment of victims and other areas of our justice system where people generally don't have a voice if they're having problems or difficulties, and we can be that voice for them.
Well, Law Week is coming up from the 19th till the 23rd of May, and it provides an opportunity to place a spotlight on the issues affecting access to justice in the community. The focus this year is on justice, connection and community. And I mean, yes, that's very close to the hearts of our own staff and community members at the Aboriginal Legal Service in Western Australia. A massive program already. How important do you think Law Week is?
Look, I think it's really exciting opportunity and really important to have a moment to reflect on justice issues. So we're really lucky as the Law Society to be in a position to curate the week. We run a series of our own events, many of which are focused at lawyers, but all with an access to justice angle and getting people to think about how we can promote access to justice and lawyers' roles as individuals in doing that. But we also curate, as you know, a wide program of community activities that are designed to benefit everyone in society through the lens of justice and the law. So it's a great moment to think about how the law impacts everyone's lives and to bring people together to educate those in society about how the law can help them and where it's affecting them in ways that they're struggling with, to provide advice and assistance.
Who would you recommend would find benefit or enjoy heading along to some of the events?
Look, there's events for everybody, which is part of the beauty of Law Week. If anyone would like to see the full remit of events that are on offer, they're all on the Law Society's website. There's a dedicated calendar for Law Week, and you can click through the various days and see what's on offer. But there, in terms of those who are in the community and are looking for ways to get involved, there are a number of advice clinics. So if you particularly are interested in advice in areas such as wills and estate planning, either for you or for an elderly relative, or you need help with things like family law, tenancy law, advice on minor civil or criminal matters, Centrelink issues, things like that, then there are various events that you can pop along to talk to people and get advice. There's also other ways that people can get involved. There's events that, for example, look at helping people to find free professional clothing. So if you are looking at getting a new job, moving into the workplace, but are finding professional or workplace clothing to be really expensive, then you can get new clothing for free through a Thread Together project that's being run with one of our legal centres. And while you're there, there's lots of stalls and information around about employment rights and advice for getting into the workplace, for example. So there's all sorts of different events and hopefully something for everybody.
Well, we're actually running an event as well as part of Law Week, which is great. I don't think we've been in a position to participate in recent years, but the Aboriginal Legal Service will be holding a free event during Law Week, and I'll give people information about that at the end of this interview. Did you want to give a shout out to any of the people who have been, you know, integral in the planning of Law Week 2025?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, please. So I'd love to give a shout out to our colleagues at Law Access. Law Access is the Law Society's pro bono arm, and it coordinates pro bono lawyers with pro bono clients who need help and assistance, often on an urgent basis. And National Pro Bono Day falls within Law Week, and every year on National Pro Bono Day, we hold the Walk for Justice, which is a walk to raise money for Law Access and the amazing work that it does. And that happens in the city of Perth. Anyone is encouraged to sign up on the website, just Google Walk for Justice 2025, or help raise funds and make a donation. So we'd love people to join into that. And big shout out to Law Access for all the work that they do the other 51 weeks of the year in getting pro bono advice for the people who need it most. And a huge thanks to my team here who work tirelessly throughout the year on Law Week to deliver what looks like a seamless week from the outside, but obviously lots of work going on behind the scenes.
Oh, look, it's going to be a great week. It is jam-packed full of events, and most are free, which is fantastic. And if people would like more information, they can head to the Law Society of Western Australia website and just look for the calendar of events. And the Walk for Justice, what an incredible fundraising that is for such important work that's provided on a pro bono basis for those who cannot afford legal representation. And I know that members of the Aboriginal Legal Service attend this every year. We've got another team ready for the big walk on the 20th of May, and you can head to the Walk for Justice page as well and make donations, sponsor different teams that are taking part, and raise money for a great cause. Kate Wellington, CEO of the Law Society, anything else that you think we need to mention in the lead up to Law Week?
Only that, you know, if any of your listeners are part of the legal community or a community group or a law centre who are thinking about doing something for Law Week or have got an event planned but haven't got it in our calendar, please let us know. You can email us at membership@lawsocietywa.asn.au, and we will get that in the calendar and make sure that everybody knows about all of the different events that are going on.
Fantastic. Kate, thanks for your time on Law Matters, and all the best with Law Week coming up between the 19th and the 23rd of May. And of course, don't forget the Walk for Justice on Tuesday the 20th of May, kicks off at 7:30 a.m. in the city, and raising money for some great legal work to make the law more accessible for access to justice for all Western Australians. Kate, nice to meet you, and look forward to chatting again in the future.
You too, Jodie. Thanks very much.
Kate Wellington, CEO of the Law Society of Western Australia. So, yeah, just head to their website. Everything is really clearly laid out on there, the Law Society of Western Australia. Look for the calendar of events, and just want to tell you about the event that the Aboriginal Legal Service is holding. It's on Monday the 19th of May from 3 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. And you can head along and hear all about the Aboriginal Legal Service's work, wins and challenges. We have been striving for justice for over 50 years and are the leading provider of specialist legal advice, support services and advocacy for our First Nations peoples. I will give you the information of where to go for that, but you can also find it on the Aboriginal Legal Service Facebook page, because there's a fair bit of information. So this will be at City Place in Perth, at the City Place Community Centre, the small conference room upstairs. There is lift access on the upper level of the City Railway Station complex in Wellington Street. You do need to register, but it's free. You can register through emailing cle@als.org.au or by phoning 0455 570 589. So that's the free event happening for Law Week from the Aboriginal Legal Service on Monday the 19th of May. But head to our Facebook page if you didn't get to put all those details down in time. Lovely to talk with Kate Wellington and find out more about Law Week and her role as CEO. And they do an incredible job at the Law Society of Western Australia, so hats off to them. Let's have some music. This is the Black Rock Band and a song called Najurkan. Thank you. Oh, he's such a talented bloke, that is. WA's Mark Atkins and Dumble Murray. Here on the Law Matters program, brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Good to have your company, and welcome to the program now, Peter Collins, who is the Director of Legal Services at the Aboriginal Legal Service in WA. Peter, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jodie, and hello to your listeners as well.
Wanted to touch base. Obviously, a lot of our regular listeners would have heard the devastating news that the Perth head office of the Aboriginal Legal Service was gutted by a fire on the 25th of March. It's been just a roller coaster ride, given that staff have been displaced, searching for office space, not being able to actually get into the building to access the damage too much at this stage. How are things travelling?
It's been a very challenging and, as you say, stressful time, Jodie. We still can't enter the head office in Perth, so it's not accessible at the moment. Concerns of
you've dropped out, Pete.
I'm sorry, Jodie, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yep.
Yeah, it's been, as I said, it's been a very stressful and challenging period of time. We still haven't been able to access the office, and we don't know.
No, we're losing you, Pete. I might hang up and call back, and hopefully we'll get a better line. I'll call you back. Okay, let's just have a short interlude, and we'll get Peter Collins back up on the line.
And now for a moment in Aboriginal history. Much of our ancient Aboriginal sites are covered by land development, preventing our people from ever going to these places of importance. Bullsbrook, just north of Perth, where the St Mary's Church is located, was a place of importance to our people. It was considered by Noongar people that the spring water that came from the ground, or the Namahol, had healing properties. Much of the documentation of these places of importance were considered by the governments of the day as classified information, sometimes preventing any knowledge of Noongar occupation prior to European settlement. This was a method used to claim valuable Noongar land. Only now, governments have shown an interest with working with our people through native title claims. The general community are now beginning to understand and appreciate Noongar history. Noongar history is a valuable process in understanding Australia's history. History is something we can all learn from. This has been a moment in Aboriginal history.
And this is the Law Matters program brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Good to have your company. We didn't have a very good line there with Peter Collins, so we're trying to get him up again. But just before we do, just reminding our listeners about Law Week coming up from the 19th until the 23rd of May. And also the Walk for Justice, such an important walk. And get online and you can sponsor the team from the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA, because Law Access help our organisation out a lot as well, and we're just walking to raise money for the work that they do, and try to give back in that way. So the Walk for Justice coming up in the city of Perth, 7:30 it kicks off, and you can find all the details about that on the Law Society of Western Australia website or the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA Facebook page. And who knows, you might get your own team together and take part in that as well. Let's see if we've got Peter Collins, Director of Legal Services with the Aboriginal Legal Service, back with us now. Are you there, Peter?
I am, Jodie. Hopefully we have a bit more luck this time.
We'll see how we go. So, look, we established that people haven't been able to get back into the building. I think the important thing is for our clients and community members to realise that just because things are in disarray with the staffing and the office situations, it doesn't mean that everything else isn't running to plan in terms of court services.
That's right, Jodie. So ALS is still servicing the courts and acting for Aboriginal members of the community. So I suppose the message there is, while there's been a lot of disruption and it will be ongoing for some time,
no,
nothing much has changed.
No, we're losing you, Pete. Look, we might We might leave it there and touch base with you on the next program, Pete. But for our listeners, I know that the key point is that if you have caught, turn up to court. Nothing has changed. Okay, so Pete, are you back in range yet?
I am, Jody, but it sounds like we keep dropping out.
Yeah.
But your message to the community is the right one. Please come to court if you're required to. ALS will be able to appear for you as normal. But ask the community for support.
No.
Some delays.
No, we're losing you, Pete. I know it's a very busy day.
Is that any better, Jade?
Yep, that's a bit better. Let's keep trying.
Yeah, sorry it's been so clunky, and sorry to the listeners. Yeah, so because we can't access the head office at the moment, there may be some situations where cases don't proceed as quickly as clients would like. I just ask everybody's understanding in these circumstances, a lot of it's beyond the control of our lawyers, but everybody is doing their best, and there's been no change to our attendance at courts because of the fire at this stage.
That's the most important thing, that clients are still being looked after. So yes, please, if you have a court appearance coming up, turn up. That's the main message that we need to get through. Peter, we'll touch base again with you in a future program to just give us more of an insight into the extent of the damage and where to from here. But the important message for today, turn up to court.
Thanks very much, Jodie.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye. Collins. Peter is the Director of Legal Services in Western Australia. A bad line there, but we'll touch base again with Peter in the coming weeks. Let's have some music. This is Mudakich, the beautiful sound of Mudakich. And they played at the 50th anniversary celebrations of the ALS at City Farm in November. Lovely sound. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. We'll be right back.
I'll stand up. Save me.
Save Me by Highway 95, and before that, Wudah Wudah by Mudakitch featuring Paul Mack. This is the Law Matters program brought to you by the Aboriginal Legal Service of Western Australia. Good to have your company. I was talking with Kate Wellington earlier, the CEO of the Law Society of Western Australia, about Law Week coming up from the 19th to the 23rd of May. And I just wanted to give you another reminder about the Walk for Justice and how you can support that. And you can support the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA team as we walk for justice as well. We take part in this event every year, and every year the Law Access hosts this event to raise money for their service in assisting some of the most vulnerable people in Western Australia who would otherwise be unable to obtain legal help. The Walk for Justice is on the 20th of May, which is National Pro Bono Day and is part of National Law Week. It commences at 7:30 in the morning at Barrack Street, at Barrack Square, and then traverses the city foreshore to Point Fraser and return to finish with breakfast by the Bell Tower. At Law Access is a pro bono referral scheme in Western Australia. They match applicants for legal assistance, individuals and not-for-profits, with pro bono legal assistance. Our civil and human rights unit are always really involved in this event and often refer matters to Law Access when they're beyond Ellsworth's practice areas and other CLCs are unable to assist. So get behind this. It is really a fantastic and very worthwhile event. You can support Law Access, and you can donate to the Aboriginal Legal Service of team to help them assist Law Access as well. Just jump on to, you can just Google, honestly, Law Access Walk for Justice, or you can check out all the details on our Facebook page, and you can also check it out on the website of the Law Society of Western Australia. Let's have some more music, and this is one from Budjara, Reach for the Sky.
I get a feeling that I want to escape. I just want to get out, but you tell me to stay. I can't get my head around all that you say. You're pointing one direction, but I just keep going my way. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, can I deny? You won't ever clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for the sky. Everybody just wanna be free. The walls are closing in, barricades on the beach. But it's not gonna hold me back. I'm lighting up my fire, turning doubt into ash. I'm aiming for the sky, please open your mind. I need room to fly, can I deny? You will never clip these wings, not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it all. freedom to fly. Cannot deny you will never clip these wings. Not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again.
G'day, g'day. I'm Ben Lunt, and you're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio.
I left my hometown, heading east for Autumn Land. Looking for my homeland around the world, the land of my dream, the land of my ancestors. Moolwadi, the land of my dream, the land places, and at last I found it, my wonderful land. They call it Manmoyi, I call it Moolwadi. Moolwadi, the land.
Mob, it's Murray from the Curry. Trendy Trev here. Join me on Talk Black weekday mornings for an hour of good yarns, talk back, and more. Talk Black.
Listen to Trendy Trev weekdays from 9 on Noongar Radio.
Too deadly, you mob.
We are black, we are woman. We are woman. Realize that we are humans as well. Why must we waste our time fighting for our children's right? These struggles were fought by our mothers. Why do they complicate our lives? Oh, whoa, yeah. Be recognized and accepted. Be stronger. Oh, whoa, yeah. Show the world that you are a power unto yourself. We are black, we are woman. We are woman. We are woman. There are many things in your life which are sacred. These treasured memories are part of our existence, passed on to our children, all of our beliefs. We are mothers of our land, the keepers of our culture. We have the strength, the power to unite us. Stand tall and proud, and never lose sight of who you are. Show the world that you are a power unto yourself. We are black, we are woman. We are woman. We are black, we are woman. We are woman. We are black, we are woman.
Yeah, that is Woman by Island with Lorraine Coffin. And before that, Land of My Dream, Narbalek, here on the Law Matters program. We are just about out of time. So I will say see you later until next fortnight. And we look forward to your company on Law Matters again. And if you need legal advice in Western Australia, you can call the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. Free call from anywhere in this state on 1-800-019-900. Let's take you out on the program today with A Good Time by Bingor. Take care.